Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Tevorah Daf Zayin Amud Bet, looking at the rest of Mishnah Aleph. HaKohanim Mimirin B'Shalahen V'Yisrael Mimirin B'Shalahen. Kohanim can be mamir in the korbanot that they own, and Yisrael can be mamir in the korbanot that they own. We'll see what that means. Ein HaKohanim Mimirin Lo B'Chatat V'Lo B'Asham, and that's agreed upon, that the Chatat and Asham of non-Kohen that goes to the Kohanim to eat, they're not considered owners. Veloba Bechor, that's the interesting one. Says, why not? After all, Chatat Hashem that you agree they cannot be Mamirin is a Matana to the Kohen, and a Bechor is a Matana. So, Ma Chatat Hashem in Mamirin Bo, Av Bechor Mamirin Bo. His answer is, after all, they have no ownership while it's alive. But they do get the Bechor when it's alive. So they should be the owners. So his answer, which is somewhat opaque, is from, of course, our key pasuk. Heichan kedusha chal alav. Where does kedusha come onto the korban? Beveta baalim, in the owner's house. So af tmura beveta baalim. So therefore, tmura is the same thing, beveta baalim. Okay, let's see how this plays out. Tanantam. There's a Mishnah Maaseh Sheni. And the main thing that we care about here is that a Bechor can be sold while it's tam, if it's alive. So much so that it's the property of the Kohen, that if he gives it to his Kiddushin to a woman, then the Kiddushin are valid. Here we go. Loshanu ela bismanazeh. This Mishnah only applies bismanazeh. No beit hamikdash. Because the Kohen is an owner. Aval bisman shvikta b'chayim came in a tam la'kravu dekai in a tam beit hamikdash. A bechor tam goes to the mizbeach. Therefore, ein machrin oto tamim chay. A Kohen cannot sell it because he's not really an owner. Alright, watch this challenge and a whole slew of challenges. Eitere Rav of Nachman, Mochrin oto tamim chai, the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, chai in shachut lo. Meaning, we're assuming that it could be shachut, but you can't sell it then. Eimatai. Eimem bizmanazeh, if it's in our day, miikatam shachut. You can't ever shech the bechor tam bizmanazeh. You have to let it graze, they'll get some moom. So if that Mishnah is really contextually referencing a shachut, by implication, it must be in our day, in times of Beit HaMikdash, and still you could sell Tam Chai, Tam Machir Oto Tamim Chai, so you see that a Kohen is an owner of it, even in times of the Mikdash, again from Nachman. The answer is low. That Mishnah is talking about in our day. Mikdash Machir Oto Tamim Chai, it doesn't say that you could sell a Tamim Chai in Shachut Lo and not Shachut, meaning your inference is wrong. The chiddush of the Mishnah is to tell you that bizman hazeh, you could sell a tamim chai. You might think that you have to just let it graze, can't do anything with it. Okay, etime, challenge number two. Bibchor nemar lo tifteh, this we saw in Bechorot. Vinim karhu, you're allowed to sell a Bechor, you just can't redeem it and turn it into something else. Bemaya skinan, what are we talking about? Ilem bazmanazeh, if it's in our day, ema seifa, look at the end of it, because that's quoting the pasuk lo tifteh. The rest of the pasuk says, v'tamam tizokom izbeach, v'tchabam taktir. You put the dam on izbeach, you burn the fats. Bizmanazeh, meikim izbeach, they can't be bizmanazeh. Lo tifteh can't be a reference to bizmanazeh. El pshita bizman shvektob zishkayim, must be a time when there's a mikdash. Uvimai, ilim balmum, if you think the pasuk's talking about a balmum, ema seif, atamam tizokom izbeach, chabam taktir. You're not going to process it on the mizbeach if it's a balmum. Bichazi lakrova. It's not fit for being offering. El alav betam. It must be talking about a bechor tam. And it's bizman hamikdash. Oktani nim karhu. He said, tifdeh, you can't redeem it, but you could sell it. So his answer is midi iria. Who says the pasuk is all talking about one kind of animal? Reisha b'balmum, seif betam. The Reish is talking about a Balmum, that's lo tifteh, but you could sell it, and that's Tam Chai. And the Seif is talking about a Balmum, and the Seif is talking about a Tam, of course it's all Bizman HaMikdash. Now, Beit HaRav Rosh Hashayah, challenge number three. Kohenet Shinit Arva Vlada Bivlad Shifchata. A Kohenet has a Shifcha. And they both have kids, and the kids, their sons, get mixed up. We don't know whose is who. So one is an Eved, and one is the Kohen. Higdilo atarivot, so they grow up together. Nobody knows anything about the status of this kid. And then what happens? Meshachrin zad zad. Then they free each other, meaning one of them is freeing the other one. They both do it. Shnei machlim b'truma, that both of them get to eat truma. One is an eved kohen. That's if they didn't free each other. One is an eved kohen. One is the kohen. Chokin chelik achal agoran. But together they get only one part on the goran. They don't get two sections because an eved doesn't get. Bechor an yiruat shistavu. And what do we do with their bechor? Their bechor gets to graze until it gets a mum. V'yachlum muman, and they get to eat it with the mum. Now, b'mayaskinan, what's, again, what is the context of this halacha? Inam is one of the efforts in our day. Mashta dida, mashta didu. How are they different than us? Dida nami buin bain. All people need to have a mum happen to the bechor before you could do anything with it. Is one of that. So if they're signaling out that they have to let them graze, Allah is one of mikdash kayim. It must be the times of the mikdash. If you agree against Rav Nachman that the coin has ownership, then Shapir, then I understand why they get to hold on to it until the moon happens. But if you say that they don't have ownership, let the Gizbar come and take the animal away. So the answer is, the Olam is Manazeh, it is Bismanazeh. So how are we different than they are? The answer is, Anan Yavin La the coin of Mayu. We, non-Kohanim, clearly non-Kohanim, if we have to wait till it grazes and we give it to a coin. Inu came into Ikum and we said coin, but these guys, since each one is a Suffolk coin, Mafka the Kohanim, they don't give it to the Kohanim. That's how they're different. They let it graze and then they eat it themselves. Leishnachrinan, for a variation on this, Bismanazem, my Yuri Bechorot to Halein Sfeikot, Afidan Nam Yiru, they're not special. All of our have to graze. Shiva is about Mekdash Kayim, so it's about Mekdash Kayim. Balmum, you had Shistabu, if it's a Balmum, then why do you have to let them graze? They're already Mesuavim Kamin, they already got their mum. Shita B'Tamin, they must be Tamin, and you see that they are the owners. The answer is, Vadai, so the Hani Hud Lomazavni, Vademazavni, so you see that they don't have to sell it. My kashlach avila dilan nami yiru. Again, the same question. What? We also have to let ours graze. So lo matzina matchil the coin. The answer is we can't push the coin away when the coin comes to claim it. To lo itkan safekuna. We are not safek kohanim, so we have to give it to him. Hani sveikot matchil the coin. But these guys can each push away a coin who comes to claim it. Kochad v'chadam on a coin, on a coin, on a coin. Each guy will say, I'm the coin. Which means that the coin coming to claim it can't take it from them. And again, it's the same difference. Meitave, challenge number 4. Reb Shimon Omer, Behemta. This is talking about Ir HaNidachat. When you destroy Ir HaNidachat, you have to destroy also its possessions. Its animals, Prat LeBehemat Bechor Maser Shabbat. What is excluded? The Pasuk, Behemta, its animals, and not Bechor Maser that are in the town. Those aren't destroyed. Shlala, in the next Pasuk, its loot. Probably kesef of Maser Sheni Shabbat. If there's Maser Sheni money, that's not destroyed either. Now, Ramaya Skinan, Ilam Bismanazeh, it can't be Bismanazeh. Why? Mikar Enidachat, there is no Irenidachat when there's no Beit HaMikdash. Why? That none, Eno Sinir Dachat, al Beitin Shal Shivim Echad. For Irenidachat, you need the Supreme Court of 71, and that court has to be sitting in the Lishkat HaGazit, which means without a Beit HaMikdash, it can't happen. So it must be Bisman HaMikdash. What's the case? If these animals are balimum, hainu behemta, then they are the animals of the city, and it should be destroyed. Must be a short time. A bechor tam. If you agree against Rav Nachman that the coin owns it, shapir. The amar leila. If you say he doesn't own it, lamali behema. Why do I need behemta to exclude bechor? Typically, b'shtala v'lo shtal shamayim. I have another drasha on the word shtala, and not the loot that's divine, meaning that belongs to God. If the coin doesn't own it, there's no reason you would think you'd destroy it. The answer is the olam b'balmum. We're going to go back and say it's a balmum. So you say, why don't you destroy it after all? It is the animals of the city. The answer is mishnachal b'tart behemta. Behemta means things that are normal animals that are eaten as normal animals. Yatsu b'chor ma'aser shen b'chlal behemta. B'chor and ma'aser, even if they have balmum, are still treated specially. Dinan, we saw this since v'achim kol psulei muktashin mekarin b'itliz, nishchatin b'itliz v'nishkalin b'litra. So this is in shkalim. All animals that are psulei muktashin, like you were maktish and ola, and then it became a balmum, you redeem it, you sell it. How do you redeem it? You redeem it by selling it in the marketplace, and you in the normal marketplace, and you shecht it there, and you weigh it out on a regular scale. Chutz v'avachor min amaser. Why should not tell the balim? Why? Because the money of all the other psulim mekdashim is going to go to hektish. You want to get the best price. B'chor maser, it's degrading to sell them that way, and after all, only the owners are going to get the money, so they'll lose the money. So you see that it's still not behemta exactly, it's treated differently. Okay, meitiv, the next challenge. Mal amal badunai, in the parsha of Me'ila, it adds this extra phrase, mal. The Rabot Kachim Kalim Shem Lamon Baalim to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, instead of extend Me'ila even to Kachim Kalim, which are owned by the guys who own them. Ben Azayim, meaning they belong to the owner, not to the Kohen, not to God. Ben Azayim, Me'el Avot Shlomim. So Ben Azayim said, it seems he's saying only Shlomim. Actually, what he meant was Bechor only. Now, Maya Skinan. Inam is Ben Azayim, if it's today, Hadumina Shlomim Tani, it's parallel to Shlomim, so that doesn't work. Elab Shita Bizman Shabiktabish Kayim. It must be when there's a Beit HaMikdash. Uv Maya Skinan, what are we talking about? Inam Balmum Hadumina Shlomim Tani. If it's a Balmum, it can't be, because it's again parallel to Shlomim. So it must be a Tam Bizman Beit HaMikdash, Elab Tam. From an Aila, the coin's Chia Begaveh. So you see the coin is the owner, because we're saying, this is your owner, the Mamon Balim. So I'm going to buy a lot. Liolam Betam. It's a Tam. Ubechor b'chutz la'aretz. Here we got an ace out of the sleeve. We're talking about a bechor coming from chutz la'aretz. For Rabbi Shimon, he, damar imbaut mimini karvu. Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that even though you don't have to bring a bechor from chutz la'aretz, if you do, and it's tamim, it can be brought on the mizbeach, which means you're clearly the owner till you brought it, because you don't have to bring it. So now we go to our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who said to Rabbi Kiva, "Malim eino mamir meimar bechatat v'asham shorein zachin b'mechayim tovam b'chor shor zachin v'chayav." He tried to distinguish between b'chor and chatat v'asham. He said, "I understand why the kohen can't be mamir bechatat v'asham. He's not the owner, but he could be mamir b'chor because he gets the rights to it when it's alive." But my askinan ilim balmum, it can't be a balmum. Adumi rechatat v'asham kamar. Chatat v'asham are after it's shechted in the mikdash. That's not a balmum. Elav betam. Uktani v'chein v'zachin bo v'chayav. And Reuach Manuri said, the Kohen owns it when it's alive. So Ravina Ainami b'chor b'chutz la'aretz. So say again, it's a b'chor chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Shimoni, Rabbi Balutvimim mikavu. Same answer we just gave. So lema ketanoi. Maybe Rav Nachman's position is really a machlo ketanaim, which maybe Rabbi Yochanan Manuri and Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, about whether the b'chor is owned by the Kohen or not. So it's the following. B'chor b'veta ba'alim osin t'mura. So if the owner, the Yisrael owner, does a tefillah with the Bechor, it works, but if the Kohen does it, it doesn't work. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Kevan Shabali De Kohen, Eno Sin Tmura, which sounds exactly like Tanakama. So my, Haina Tanakama, my Lavach Gamard, isn't this what he meant? Ve Kohen Huo Set Tmura, Vena Balo Set Tmura, didn't he mean that when it comes to the Kohen, the Kohen can do Tmura and the original owner can't do Tmura anymore, which means according to him, the Kohen is an owner, and according to Tanakama, the coin's not an owner. Alma'ila, the coin's chia begavei. So lokasha, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Rabbi Kiva, you're right. And that exactly falls in line with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who says the coin is an owner. Rabbi Kiva says he's not an owner, can't be mamir. Beautiful. And Rabbi Nachman is simply saying like Rabbi Kiva. Okay. I'm Rav Chista. So now, Rav Chista puts in a point about the earlier statement that you could sell, the starting point we had, a bechor tam, chai. Lo shanu el coin the coin. That's only to sell to another coin. A coin li Yisrael asur. A coin can't sell to Yisrael. My tam. What's the reason? The mazel Yisrael v'shadi be'mumah. Maybe the Yisrael will go and put a mum into this bechor. Umam to the chacham. Then I'll bring it to the chacham to check it out. V'omelo bechor is a natam li coin be'mumah. He'll say, oh, the coin sold me this bechor. He gave it to me. The coin gave it to me with this mum, and I can eat it. And that way the Yisrael will buy a Bechor cheap and then make it edible for himself. But since when does a Chacham matter Bechor in that way? You're not allowed to check a Bechor for a Yisrael unless the coin's standing there to prevent such a problem. But Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Tamid, Yisrael Asur, he says, we have another reason. The reason Rav Chista said that you can't sell it to Yisrael is not because of this problem, but it's because of another problem, which is that it looks like a coin who's helping B'Veit HaGronot, meaning, we don't allow a Kohen to come and work on the farm for a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael gives him the Truma, because it looks like he's doing work for the Truma. In the same way, if a Kohen sells his Bechor to the Yisrael, it looks like they're making an arrangement with the Kohen, he'll sell him the Bechor cheap. And then the Yisrael will make sure to give that Kohen the next Bechor. That's why he can't sell to Yisrael. So now we have a story that seems to contradict that. Marzutra ikla de Ravashi, Kim Ravashi's house. Amrule, so the servant said, Lito marmidi, come eat something. Aitu lekai bistro, they brought meat. Amar, Amrule, lechomar de mivri, eat this very good meat. Pshun de bukhoru, it'll really make you feel good, it's bukhor meat. Manalachua, so he said, where'd you get it from? Amrule, de zavalan ploni kohen. Ploni the kohen sold it to us. So he said, man, he was kind of scandalized by this, and he said, the reason Rav Chista said you can't sell, a coin cannot sell a Bechor to a Yisrael, is because it looks like the coin's making an arrangement with him. It's not in our case. Meaning we agree with that, except we bought it at full price, so that problem doesn't exist. If you recall, back in Bechorot, we said that in the Mishnah, that a Yisrael has to take care and raise and feed and everything else a Bechor for a while, 30 days or 50 days, depending on the animal. And if the coin comes up after a week and says, I'll take care of it, you're not allowed to do it. Again, it looks like the coin saying, look, I'll take it off your hands, wink, wink, and then you'll like me and you'll give me your next bechor too. So there it's clear that he's doing it to gain favor. Here we paid full price. There's no favor going on. There's another version of what they said to him. Hacha lo yaiv dami. Hacha ku yaiv dami. Here we paid. Same thing. Maya mart. Mosel coin gabe to summer coin to chavi avile bechor achrina yaiv niale. You think the coin is now going to cheapen himself here and think, next time I'll get the bechor? Lo. Demasika date putsina tamikra. The reason he did it was because he said, one in the hand is worth two in the bush. Literally, a small thing right now is better than a big thing later. So I'm going to sell it right now. And that was his thinking. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the Mishnah and Daf Tet Amud Aleph at the beginning, at the top. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.